Welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 11th episode of Power Rangers Samurai, Test of the Leader, which first aired on April 10th, 2011, written by David Schneider and Samuel P. McLean. So Jill Donnellan takes some time off. Based on an episode written by Yasuko Kobayashi and also directed by Jonathan Broff. Without any further ado, let's get this started in 3, 2, 1, go. You know, we are 11 episodes in, and I'm kind of tired of having to see that guy at the beginning of every episode looking scared. Did they really do this through every episode of this series and Super Samurai?
I was just bothered by what Decker said, that you weren't going after the Red Ranger.
I want to go after Red Ranger, the new leader of the Samurai, but I'm not looking to interfere with any of your plans.
Do what you will. My head is pounding.
I see you're still suffering from when the last Red Ranger sealed you down here.
So I looked in the archives. The power to seal you here has always rested in the hands of the Samurai Shiba family, headed by the Red Ranger.
The Red Ranger did this? How did Decker know that and you didn't?
Is he trying to play me for a fool?
How did we not already know that? And he mentioned that before. So why is this new now? Ooh, big uns and little uns. You know, it's kind of weird. That almost looks like the beginning of, like, I don't know, like a final episode for a series. I know it isn't, but, you know, with the big things taking on buildings and stuff, it seems like this is the final battle. We're only on number 11. And I'm going to tell you now, there's a total of 44 episodes of Samurai and Super Samurai, so this isn't close. Although I guess this is the quarter point, so maybe that's the idea? I don't know. Meanwhile, these people apparently have no idea that there was giant monsters destroying the city. Oh, here we go.
What? Wrong. The answer is monsters. Run.
What about bravery and heroism?
Call your right, Spike. This is what we've been
trying. Dang it, Spike. Why do you gotta be listening now? Teriyaki. So an umbrella and two loaves of bread, and yeah, that didn't work. Okay. All that destruction and they're just now getting called out? Oh, that's kind of cool. Okay, I like that, but they're still just running. Okay, I'm sorry, but the idea of Bulk hiding behind a skinny pole is kind of funny. Oh, is this going to be a running gag for the episode? Yeah, it looks like it. You know, the Moogers actually sound a little bit like, what you call them? Putties. Oh, I think Spike's falling in love. with a person in a helmet. Well, his dad fell in love with a Pink Ranger without knowing it, so that works. Wow, nothing gets past him, does it? Yeah, where are they? Oh, are they in the... Yeah, okay. Requisite Zord battles happening early in the episode, which makes me believe maybe we might have one later on. Interesting. Gee, if only the girls had thought to do this when it was just the two of them. Oh, this is fun. Just do this again. Okay.
Man, you Moogers just don't quit.
Why is it blinking? Wait, what's he doing? Oh, this is new.
Spin sword, blazing storm.
Red Ranger, you're in danger.
Oh no.
Please tell me what the heck that voice was.
I've never heard anything so evil. That wasn't just a normal Nylock, was it, Jaden?
No. I think that was Master Zandred.
Master Zandred? As in the Lord of the Nylocks, you think he's back?
Are you serious?
Well, very good, man.
Red Ranger, Red Ranger.
Why just you?
What do you think? Meanwhile, he's drunk off his butt. So let me see if I understand this. He was so upset with the Red Ranger thing that he sent a bunch of Moogers like he was going to do something and then drank himself drunk on medicine.
furry warts, not more pests.
What is that?
I'm proud to have been wounded on the field of battle.
You mean that bug bite?
Keep you didn't get hit. What happened?
We actually fought side by side with a samurai ranger.
The pink ranger.
Come with me, my love.
Really? Wow. Not bad for that tiny little roly head.
Why were the Moogers only after Jaden?
Jaden. Master Zandred must know.
Know what? Are you keeping secrets from us?
There is a secret symbol that can create a seal. The previous Red Ranger used it to imprison Master Zandred. When Master Zandred last attacked us, it was a surprise.
Wait, I thought this was generations ago. There was a car there.
Red Ranger, you'll regret ever trying to mess with my plans. You're no match for me. Victory is mine.
Oh, that's a different version of the Samurizer, too.
That symbol is how Jaden's father was able to seal Zandred away last time.
So that means that
oh, so it's not generations or centuries. It was his dad.
Guess that means you really are the man.
Jaden's father did everything he could to save us.
Jaden, wait!
What's the big deal? Jaden just has to use his special Shiba family symbol power to seal Master X.
It's not so simple. It takes unbelievable symbol power to make the seal permanent.
And it's not permanent, apparently.
The last Red Ranger didn't do it right. Our master was able to revive because the Red Ranger didn't have enough strength to create a permanent seal.
What about the current Red Ranger?
No, he's not strong enough either.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Would we be standing here if he could?
So let's take him out.
Ooh, I know the perfect guy. Even other Nylock are afraid of him. Rob Tish, are you there?
Right here, shock base.
We need you to deal with a pesky kid in a red helmet. Would you like to take him on?
Like to? I'd love to.
Okay, I don't know what those things on strings are, but he's doing a pretty good job. Yeah, no problem.
Ranger couldn't master the seal.
The ranger before him couldn't master it as well. No ranger has.
He'll master it. He has to. It's his destiny.
That's right. And until then, we have to protect Jaden.
We're just 33 episodes too early, guys.
If we work as a team, we can protect Jaden from anything.
Now I see it. That's why we've been training our whole lives.
No, that's not necessary. You protect yourselves. It's business as usual. Stay focused on the battle at hand as a team, okay?
We must protect you at all costs.
No! That's just too much of a burden to bear.
Why did they bother changing clothes for this?
He
oh, he's got, like, human teeth.
Which one of you is the Red Ranger?
Can you guess? Look at their clothes.
Rumor has it that you got some special tricks up your sleeve. The boss has a problem.
Oh, he's Scottish.
Sorry?
Sorry? I'll show you who's gonna be sorry.
Master Zandred must know that Jaden has a sealing power.
Again, duh.
This is too dangerous. This is exactly the type of battle you should avoid. Let us do our duty and protect you.
Take this, Red!
Well, you know, maybe you should morph first. I don't know. Yeah, like that. Man, that was some jump. But now he's not even where they were. Okay.
Why won't you even listen?
I don't know. Let's just get up there. Get out your samurais, guys.
Okay. Oh, is this Decker? Alright, so this real bad Nylock guy looks like he's in samurai armor too. I mean, it's funky, but I think it's samurai armor. That's not good. So now does he get to grow big? Oh, he hasn't blown up. Never mind. He actually does. We saw him do it a few times already. Wow. Not only that, but they suddenly have rocks behind them. That's crazy. Wow, took them out, unmorphed them with just a couple swipes?
Decker, what are you doing here?
Red Ranger is my opponent, not yours. I'll ask you once, please leave.
And what if I don't want to?
Oh, this is cool. Three-way fight, and he's got two swords. Okay. Wow. Just don't step on Emily's head! Oh my gosh! Oh, you know what? They're superimposed in that. That was a special effect. Interesting. So, good job, guys. You were here to protect him, and now he's protecting all of you. Cool. And how did he do that without a free hand to spin anything?
It's amazing. Where is he finding the strength to hold them both off?
Okay, boys, your move.
Yeah, I gotta say, this is actually kind of cool. Pretty good choreography.
You're both in luck. I'm dried out. Master Zandred won't be happy about this.
He'll be back. Why did you help me?
My only desire is to find someone skilled enough to be my opponent. Someone worthy to clash against my sword or Amasa.
Isn't the battle I want. Rob Tish's double slash took too much out of you. Uramasa won't be satisfied unless you're at your peak. Next time, you will taste this slash.
Wow. I don't know how it cleaved it at that angle, but okay.
You'll need to be up full strength to even have a chance against me.
Satisfy my hunger. You will give me the battle I have desired for centuries. So for now, I leave you be. Until you are again at your best, then we will duel.
Wait, is that that weird dude from when we fought that other Nylock?
Yes, I think that's him.
The other Nylock.
Who are you?
Doesn't matter who I am.
Hey! What are you anyway? Are you a Nylock?
I am Decker. Nothing more, nothing less.
Decker? He talks pretty quiet for someone that can be heard from all the way down there, from up there.
Kevin! Emily! Are you okay? Are you okay? Just hold on.
Mentor! We need help. Kevin and Emily are beat up.
Hold on, Emily. Hold on.
Oh, is he gonna leave? Oh, for Pete's sake, man. Got hurt protecting him.
Has anyone seen Jaden?
Is he in the dojo?
No.
Jaden, where are you? Jaden!
I'll never put them in harm's way again. This is my fight. I must do this my own way.
Oh, I did not see a to be continued coming. Interesting. So this was actually a fairly good episode with some drama, some fighting, and they actually got to show somewhat of a range of emotions. There was some anger and stuff. That was kind of cool. And the weird thing is I thought in this Japanese version, they really were there to help to kind of protect him as well as fight with him. So I wonder how that went in that, but it doesn't really matter here. Yeah, that was a pretty good episode, so I'm pretty pleased with that one. Next time, we'll be watching the conclusion, possibly, entitled Jaden's Challenge. But until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by TrueFreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.